بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Respected brothers and sisters, as I continue my topic of last week, I have recited verse of Surah At-Tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised and highlighted, take off, Luqman, take off. The outstanding quality of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so kind, so merciful towards the Ummah. And the way he loved this Ummah, no other Nabi or Rasul had loved his Ummah in that manner. And I give some examples. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, since he became Rasul of Allah, the Prophet of Allah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, always his concern, his worry, his effort, his sacrifice was towards the Ummah and for the Ummah. He did not forget the Ummah in any occasion, in any event, in any circumstances. Always remember the Ummah and make the dua for this Ummah. I have mentioned last Friday's sermon, that only Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha requested the dua that, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please make a special dua for me. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for her, that Allah, Allahumma ighfir li Aisha ma taqaddam min dhanbiha wa ma ta'akhkhar wa ma a'lanat wa ma asarrat, she became so overwhelmed, overjoyed, she started laughing so much. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, why are you laughing so much? She said, Ya Rasulullah, so why should I not be so happy? You made a special dua for me, that Allah is going to forgive my all sins. So he said, oh Aisha, this dua I make for my Ummah in every salah, every day. So that was the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this Ummah. You know, in the 10 years of early age of Makkah Mukarramah, how much kuffar and mushrikeen of Makkah used to insult, humiliate, accuse, mock at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they tried their best to trouble and give the hard time to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but never ever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke any word against them or curse upon them. Several occasions. Very special occasion of Taif, as we heard so many times, that how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went with this hope that maybe these people of Taif will embrace Islam and they will be my helpers. But then they mocked at him, and they put their youngsters behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to chase him for about 6 miles, and they started pelting him with the pebble. To that extent, his entire body was full of blood. The blood was, you know, from his body all the way to his shoes. And he was very humiliated, heartbroken. When one time Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that O Rasul of Allah, which event or which incident was hardest in your life? And she was expecting the day of Battle of Uhud, when 70 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu became martyred and two Mubarak teeth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was broken. That was a very hard day for the Ummah, and especially for the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He fell in the pit and he was unconscious. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was thinking that the answer of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be that hardest day of my life is the day of Battle of Uhud. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my hardest day in my life was the day of Taif. The way they treated me, the way they humiliated me, I could not forget. That was the hardest day. To that extent, when his heart was broken, he was coming back with broken heart and full of blood. There, Jibreel alayhi salam descends with the angel of mountain and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of your condition, what the people of Taif, the way they treated you. And I have the special permission. This is the angel of mountain. Please, just indicate, just allow this angel. So this angel will crush the whole community of Taif between these two mountains. They don't deserve to be survived. They should get punishment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this task in your hand. If you indicate, if you allow, then in the same time this angel of mountain will crush them between these two mountains. What was the answer of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with all these difficulties, hardship, humiliation? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I came in this world not to curse the people. Rather, I came in this world as a rahmah, as a mercy. And I cannot curse upon them. I have hope. If they rejected me from their progeny, there will be people, they will embrace my deen. They will accept Islam. I have hope on them. I cannot curse upon them. So that was a mercy, compassionate, kindness, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this ummah. And from this incident of Taif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the Mi'raj, as we know. And he came all the way to, you know, seven heaven and towards the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the Sidratul Muntaha. Even Jibreel alaihi wasallam stayed over there and said, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot go further. You are the only one VIP guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have that ability to proceed. You have to go alone. I cannot accompany you. I will burn my wings if I just move a little bit further from here. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone went from there with the raff-raff very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed all the veils, and their conversation took place between Habib and Mahbub, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِمَا وَحَى. Whatever conversation took place between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one knows. It is top secret. Quran Sharif only mentioned فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِمَا وَحَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed whatever he has revealed towards his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is sending salutation to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wat-tayyibat. அஸ்ஸலாமு அலைக அய்யுஹன் நபியு வரஹ்மத்துல்லாஹி வபரகாத்து. ஓ மை பிலவ்ட் ரசூல் ஸல்லல்லாஹு அலைஹி வஸல்லம், மை ஸ்பெஷல் பிளேசிங்ஸ் அப்போன் யூ, மை ஸ்பெஷல் மெர்சி அப்போன் யூ. அஸ்ஸலாமு அலைக அய்யுஹன் நபியு வரஹ்மத்துல்லாஹி வபரகாத்து. What a great occasion, my brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there is no interference, there is no divider, there is no anything between them. And especially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala focusing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in enveloping him, encompassing him, showering his special mercy and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He should be very happy with his special treatment. But there and there, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not forget us, my brothers. When he saw that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, so kind, showering his special mercy, he said, why should Allah limit his mercy and his kindness and in forgiveness only upon me? Let me include my ummah. This is a very special occasion. Let me take advantage of this softness and love and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now, Allah is very merciful, very kind towards me. Whatever I will ask and demand, Allah is not going to reject me. Immediately he says, Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Oh Allah, don't limit your mercy, your kindness, your salam, your forgiveness only upon me. Your treasures are very vast. Please include my ummah in your mercy. They also should have your kindness, your love, your forgiveness and your mercy. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Ibadillah until the yawmul qiyamah. He did not forget us over there. So this was the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this ummah. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of joy, he said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wadattu anni laqitu ikhwani. I wish I can meet my brothers. This is only wish I could not fulfill. My life is very short. I'm going to depart from this world very soon. I wish I could meet my brothers. So sahaba were shocked. They said, فَقَالَ أَصْحَابُ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَوَ لَيْسَ نَحْنُ إِخْوَانًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. You are wishing to meet your brothers. Are we not your brothers? Are we not your brothers? We are living with you in your company all the time, 24/7, following you, taking part in your jihad, sitting in your majlis all the time. Are we not your brothers?